Hey, everybody. Welcome to Gay XYZ.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Jason. Hey, Christian. What's going on?
Living life. I love that song. I love JoJo. She's everything. Yeah. Do you guys know who JoJo is? Or do you remember who JoJo is?
Yes.
Of course. I loved her when she came out before. Was it the 90s or early 2000s, I think?
Early 2000s, yeah. She was like 13. She was like one of the youngest like pop stars that ever went mainstream, like without a Disney or like a Nickelodeon.
That's it. She was like 15, right? Or really young or something.
13. Yeah. And then she was like locked up in a big like legal battle because her record label went bankrupt and they wouldn't release her out of her contract. And since she was a minor, there was like a lot of legal issues. So she's been locked up in contractual stuff. But now she's with Atlantic Records and that's her new song. So
that's why she disappeared for a while.
Right. Yes, but she's back and she's gorgeous. She is gorgeous. So she's I'm excited. She can really sing. So I'm happy to hear somebody that can sing and do pop and do it all. So that's cool. Right.
Well, what is today? Today's Tuesday, October 6th. Thank you for visiting the show. If you're listening live or in the archives, thank you for listening. First of all, I wanted to talk about the fact that Jason said we got our first piece of hate mail.
Yay, we got hate mail.
So let's hear what that's all about.
Well, first off, I want to say, like, overall, doing the show, we've gotten a lot of really positive feedback and quite a few people that listen to the show. So I don't pay a lot of attention to this stuff, but...
No, but it's...
Let it rip. Let's hear it.
It's a rite of passage to get your first piece of hate mail.
And as the group...
Read it. What's it say?
Okay. It says, let me get to it right quick because I was actually on the screen. Sorry. I didn't know this was going to be the first thing we were
discussing. Oh, sorry. I want to hear what it has to say. I got to hear it. So.
Well, it wasn't like, when I say hate mail, it's not like a letter. He just, I guess, left me a message
commented.
Saying that.
Oh, he messaged.
Yeah, he just said...
Oh, he hated you the most that he messaged you. Okay.
Well, no, it was a friend to a friend. So I really don't know this.
Oh. Oh,
so,
wow.
he says the most awful combination of letters in the world are gay XYZ. and then he says cheese has more drive, more fillings, and quite frankly, a fresher aroma than you guys can ever aspire to.
Oh, is that it?
That's funny.
That was pretty much it.
Oh,
it was more like a gay comment. It was like a hate comment.
Yeah, is he gay? Do you know?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about this particular person, so I couldn't even tell you.
What's this person's name, by the way?
He didn't leave a name. Of course, that's how it always is.
Of course not.
Well, yeah.
More filling. Oh my god, that's funny.
Whatever. That's interesting. Okay, well, so we're cheesy. Okay, thanks.
I'm gourmet cheese, honey.
Yeah, we're the best kind. Yeah, filling and very, very lots of flavor. Exactly. So that's us.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk about tonight. One thing I wanted to talk about anyway was the fact that I ran across this article, and it was talking about the 10 most worst homophobic comments people make. And I thought we would kind of run down them real quick and see what you guys thought about these comments and see if you've ever been on the receiving end of any of these comments yourselves.
Okay? I'm sure. Let's hear it.
And, you know, from people who are homophobic. The first one is, you know, it's Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve.
Yeah, heard that one.
But, okay.
My mom said that to me when I came out.
Oh, my God, really? Well, so obviously people who say that are religious and they're religiously biased. You know, that's the most stupid thing to say, though. I mean, I don't even want to go into it. Next one. You can't argue that it's not natural. It's meant to be man and woman. What do you say to
that? I've heard that one too.
What do you say to that though when you hear that?
I really don't say anything back. I'm just, it's because it's just their opinion. I'm like, whatever. I mean, this is, you know, one person out of millions. So it's like, especially when it's someone that I don't know. If it's a total stranger that says stuff like that, I really could care less.
Well, good. That's awesome.
Because it's like, I'm like, bitch, I don't even know you. So I'm like, why?
Oh, hello, hello.
Whoa!
What the fuck was that?
did we just go into space for a moment?
A Martian.
Well,
a Martian just logged onto the show.
Well, I mean, but they say it's not natural. It's natural for us. We're gay. So, you know, if you're homosexual, it's a natural thing to be with someone of the same sex, period. So whatever.
Exactly.
Number three, but it's just a phase. You'll feel silly in the end. It's just a
I've
phase.
I've also heard that one. Yeah.
How many times,
my mom told me that.
How many times have you seen a heterosexual person who's been told that their sexuality is just a phase? Never.
When I was a teenager, my best friend was obviously a girl, and at one point we went out with her mom and the guy her mom was dating at the time.
Yeah.
And this guy literally had the audacity, I swear to God, hand to Christ. He told me, pulled me aside, and he was like, I see through you. I can tell you're faking gay. You're trying to get close with her and hang out with her and be with her. I'm like, and I'm pretty sure at the time I had a boyfriend, too. I'm like, okay, sure.
Okay, what the fuck ever, dude? Huh, interesting. You're faking to be gay. That's because
I'll never forget that. I will never forget that. I was so shocked. Could you just imagine? I'm a legitimate gay person, obviously, right. And somebody telling me that I'm not gay. Okay,
that's fucking next. Hilarious.
What's the next one?
When did you choose to be gay? When did you choose to be gay? And I always say, when did you choose to be straight? I mean, hello, that's the obvious response to that. When did you choose to be straight? Number five, C, that proves it. It's just a genetic fault or something. So basically people who say, you know, gay, you say it's genetic. It's not a choice. And they say that means it's you're something wrong with you because you're gay.
Fault. So it's a genetic fault to get blue eyes instead of brown eyes?
Right, or green or whatever. Right, exactly. It's a fault. Mm-hmm. Number five, were you sexually abused as a child?
I've heard that.
That's so stupid. Like, first of all, being sexually abused doesn't make you gay or straight. You're either gay or straight, period. And then you're sexually abused.
But a lot of people that aren't familiar, they argue that, you know, you become an object of your surroundings. So if you're molested or raped by a man at a young age, they feel like that's all you feel you'll be.
But
so
there's so
whatever.
Many, many heterosexual men who've been sexually molested by other men as a child.
Yeah.
So that's not true.
And I was watching Iyanla Fix My Life this past weekend, and they were talking about two pastors that were gay and they were coming out to their congregation and everything.
Yeah.
And there was a guy on there who said that he was sexually abused at a young age. And, you know, ever since then, he feels like that kind of messed him up or whatever the case may be. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why do some people use that as an excuse? I've never... They're like, oh, I was, you know, sexually abused when I was, you know, 7 years old.
As
and ever since
for
then.
What? For being gay?
Yeah.
Well, because they've been taught by their religious morons in their lives that being gay is a result of being molested, or being gay is a choice, or being gay is something that you decided to be. So, or that you were coaxed into being. The reason they say that is because in the 60s and the 50s and stuff, there were actual propaganda movies against gay people who said that pedophiles were gay and pedophiles would go looking for boys to recruit them, quote unquote. And the only way that gay people could keep people in their ranks was to recruit gays. So people actually believe that shit. So they say when someone's been molested, so sexually molested, that they've been recruited. That's what they say. And that's what they think. Mm-hmm. Isn't that ridiculous? It's ridiculous.
It's sad. Yeah.
Anyway, it's what they think. But that's what I think, Jason, they're thinking. Number six, you shouldn't be allowed to adopt kids. It's not natural.
Lord,
please.
Really?
So it's natural for a child to not have parents and grow up in foster care?
Or,
to not have a safe, happy home?
Or, I mean, usually when they're saying that, they're meaning it's not natural for them not to have a male and female role model.
Okay, but okay, again, it's more natural
couple?
For them to be in a foster home or be...
What about a heterosexual man or a heterosexual woman or a single mother who raises her son or her daughter?
Hello.
You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number seven.
I don't understand people that don't want good for the world. You know what I mean? I don't understand that. But
because
whatever.
Not everybody is as benevolent as we are.
Yeah.
Number seven. But how do you know you're when you're so young? You could change your mind someday. That's like the other one.
I've never heard that.
What it says is funny is it's not a favorite ice cream flavor. It's my instinctive sexuality. I'm not just going to pick another one in 5 years. I'm not the Neapolitan of sexualities.
Yeah, I came out when I was 15, so I got that a lot. I mean, as you can imagine, 15 is very young. But it's kind of like, you know, the same age that straight boys and straight girls or whatever are attracted to one another. You go, that's the tail end of the peak of puberty. And at that point, you know, you get tingles and feelings, and you know what you like.
Yeah, I was 14 when I came out, and I had the same reaction, and they were like, "Oh, but you're so young." And
yeah,
I'm like, did you know that you wanted to be with men when you were my age?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So do I. Yeah. So you know, retarded. Number 8. Don't you want to lead a normal life?
Mm.
This is a normal life, people. This is a normal life for us. Number 9. It's natural selection, meaning that gay people are being weeded out for the overpopulation issue. So
being weeded out
so that we can not, we won't procreate. There's,
oh, yeah. Okay.
And so,
who's choosing? Who's doing that?
Well, exactly.
The universe, like.
Exactly. It's ridiculous. And the last one is, I could never date someone who had been gay. Who's gay. It's weird. Well, whatever, bitches.
That's a sticky one.
You know, I've heard that before, because I feel like it's kind of a slippery slope in a situation like that, because I feel like if a woman got with a woman, it could have been 20 years ago in college. She could have been curious just to see what it was like. She's still classified as straight. On the other hand, a man can do the same thing 20 years ago in college, was curious. They immediately label him as gay. He might not even been with the guy since then. It was just totally curiosity thing. 25 years ago, they was like, oh, he's gay.
Right, exactly.
And I've never understood that, how it's women can do it, and it's like, oh, she's straight. You know, she's, you know, that type of thing. But if one time a man can do it 50 fucking years ago, and he's still gay.
Well, it's because we live, I've talked about this before, we live in a patriarchal society. Men are threatened by other gay men because they threaten their sexuality and the fact they have to face it, the fact that they slept with a boy in high school or something. I don't know. You know what I mean? It brings up all these issues for other men, but not for women. So men are threatened by it, but not women. That's why, I think.
Yeah.
Which is stupid.
Well, and the funny thing is, I mean, we're the ones that know all the straight boys that, you know, wanted to hang out with the gay boys in high school.
Of course.
So now they're all married, and I'm like, well, what you don't know.
Okay.
We had some
small
fun.
Town Oklahoma is a small town, I tell you what. But I would never, ever, ever put anybody on blast like that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Good. Well, that leads me to what happened with, I don't know if you saw The View, the interview with Danny Pintaro.
I didn't actually see it, but I've seen the headlines and
I want to reiterate for you. I want to tell you about it, because what happened is, I mean, I saw the interview and it was very uncomfortable. And you know, Candace
seemed that way.
Yeah, Candace, what's her fucking name?
Candace Cameron Bure.
Thank you. She
and
her,
Raven as well, right?
Raven Simone, yes. They or Simone, whatever the fuck she says. They interviewed him, and you know, I felt it was a safe interview because Raven was there, and she's bi or whatever she is, or queer or whatever. And I figured, of course, Candace would be somewhat hard on him because she's, you know, very religious and all that shit. So they ask him, one of the things that Candace asked him was, I'll start with Raven. She said, so his boyfriend was in the audience. She goes, so which one of you is the top and which one of you is the bottom?
Ugh.
And because
on national television?
And national TV on The View. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? I would have said, bitch, are you on top or bottom when you have sex? I mean, come on. I mean, it's not your fucking business. And the reason she was asking is because Danny was saying that they still have a sexual relationship. Mm. And she said, are you top or bottom? Because she was trying to find out which one was more at risk, I guess. But
right.
I felt it was a really insensitive and rude question to ask them. Would you ask anyone that question, or just a gay person? You'd ask a gay person that. No one asks a heterosexual person, are you on top when you get fucked? I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So I thought that was rude. And then the other thing was, Candace had said to him during her questions to him, she said, through the whole interview, he's talking about how he takes responsibility for what happened to him. But then she goes, so you admit that it's your lifestyle choices that led to this diagnosis. And he said, yes, absolutely, I admit it was my lifestyle choices. But, you know, the fact that he had actually had unprotected sex and was on meth, mm-hmm. and things like that, that's what he meant. But the way she said it was more like,
judgmental.
You're a homosexual, and this is what happens when you're gay.
Yeah.
I want to let families out there know, is what she said, blah, blah, blah. So
yeah.
I just found it really insulting and rude. And what do you think about their questions to him?
Well, first, I said, because I didn't really watch it, but is he promoting something? I keep seeing him doing all these interviews.
Yes. That's what I want to know.
Why is he doing a media tour?
He quit his job at Papa Do's as a manager, because that's what he's doing. And now he is promoting awareness for HIV and trying to get back in the news because it's still a disease. And gay men who are on meth and things like that and getting addicted to it still. That's his, and it's some particular foundation or something. I can't remember, but that's what he's promoting.
Oh, okay.
Crickets. Wow.
I mean, okay. I'm glad he's doing something that's a good cause.
He wants to be the poster boy, he said, for this issue. And so that's why he's doing it, he says. So anyway, what do you think about the questions, though? Do you think they were rude or do you think they were acceptable?
No, they were extremely rude. Technically, it's none of their business.
Right. I thought they were just really rude. I thought hers was really couched in bigotry, you know.
I mean, that's just like me asking them, I'm like, what, do you like your husband, Candace, to do the ATM transaction when you're fucking? I mean, that's just as not so good question to ever ask. I mean, I don't know. I really don't like Candace as it is.
Well, I can't stand her at all. I think she's just... she obviously does not like gay people. Of course, her brother, you know who he is. And he's totally anti-gay. So, I mean, she's just an extension of that. And I really think they're horrible. What do you think, Christian?
I think it'll be interesting to see how long she gets to stay on the show. Because she continues to get headlines, but maybe that's what The View wants. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that's why they're getting rid of the other one and she's the new Republican face. The other gal that was on there, the other Republican gal, the one everybody liked.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
No, the one that was the Republican. She worked in the White House.
Oh, Nicole Wallace.
Yeah, the one
her.
They got rid of.
Because she wasn't divisive and she wasn't like.
Yeah,
she is,
people
yes.
liked her.
Right, they did. I liked her, even though I'm a Democrat. Yeah, or
yeah,
a
that's
liberal.
What I'm saying, so,
okay. Well, so talk about what's going on with Kesha.
Yeah, so if you guys have noticed, Kesha's kind of been off the scene for a little bit. And going back to what we said earlier about JoJo and her contractual, you know, binding, the same thing is happening to Kesha. Long story short, Kesha had put in a lawsuit to get out of her contract saying that Dr. Luke, who is a producer who's, I guess, over her management team and it's in their contract and so on and so forth, he's a huge producer. I mean, every mega pop star he's worked with, every mega number one song he's written. So yeah. She's saying that he body shamed her. He made her feel insecure. He molested her. He basically gave her like all these twisted mind issues. He messed with her artistic creativity. Just basically all this stuff, negative stuff about him to try to get out of her contract to say that it wasn't a healthy working relationship anymore. So hoping that would get her out, unfortunately it kind of backfired, and now he's filing defamation, and the record label has put in a frozen her on releasing any music, doing any projects.
Wow.
Because they own her, you know what
right.
I mean? They own Kesha.
Right.
So Kesha can't do any TV shows or radio gigs, concerts, release any music, nothing until this lawsuit is dealt with, which you guys know how this stuff goes. It's going to take a long time. So they're trying to get the process sped up. Kesha's mom, the reason why this story is in the media today is because Kesha's mom had tweeted, you know, if you want to tell the record label, you know, to kind of push it to release her, mm-hmm. to finish out her contract, you guys need to, you know, pick it. You need to make signs. You need to go hoot and holler outside of the Sony buildings in L.A. and New York. So it's a sad situation. We'll see what happens. But unfortunately, I think Kesha was just a trend. And the longer we wait, the more and more the general public's going to forget about her, unfortunately.
I've already forgot about her. I mean, because
like
to be honest with you, I cannot name a single song by Kesha.
It's that one song I know. I can't remember what it's called.
TikTok.
I mean,
that's it.
Yeah, come on. Her first album had quite a lot of hits, but.
But she's like, as you said, she's owned by Sony Records or whatever, and she's a product of theirs, and so she kind of is. I mean, she kind of is. I mean, it's kind of sad to me because when I hear of artists being in this kind of situation where they give away their power as an artist, their name essentially, in order to get a record label or record deal, I think that's horrible. It's sad. Even if it's somebody I don't like, I think artists, I'm always for artists of any kind keeping control of their image, you know? And she didn't. That's really sad because now how's she going to make money? Yeah.
Right, and the thing is, I mean, I'm sure she's still getting her royalties and things like that, but of course, people aren't buying the music. There's no new songs.
She could come out with another name and still release.
I mean, and she's probably, and who knows if she has the rights to her music or not, but hopefully so.
I would say no.
No, well, she doesn't have the right to her music, probably, but she has the right to come out under a different name.
Under a different name,
new music, under someone else's. Unless they have it exclusively, like you can't record music anywhere else either. I don't know.
Right. So she said she's working on music, and as soon as she can legally divide herself and release it, she will. But we'll see. I have a feeling this is going to be quite a long haul for her. So, which is sad. It's really sad.
How sad.
I mean, it sucks for her. It really does. But
speaking of music, did you either of you listen to Janet's new album?
I listened to a little bit of it today.
Okay. I listened to it the first time and I was like, yeah, it's okay. But then I listened to it again and I really like it. I liked it more the second time, and then the third time I heard it, I really like it more. So I like it the more I
listen. So it's one of those albums that kind of grows on you.
Yes, yes. And there's been Madonna albums like that for me as well, but this is one of those Janet albums that are like that for me where I have had to listen to it a couple times.
The more you get to know it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then speaking of another album, let me be clear. I did not buy this album, okay?
Okay.
Did not buy this album. Someone else bought it. I happened to listen to it in their car. It's Tamar Braxton. Yes.
So good, right?
I didn't like it.
Okay, whatever. It's an amazing record.
It's
17 songs of vocal powerhouse.
I think she has like 2 songs I like on the entire album.
I tried to listen to it, but I didn't finish. So,
King is really good. Sex Over Nonsense is really good. Mm-hmm. Circles is good. If I Don't Have You is good. Mm-hmm. Coming Home. Oh my god, that one made me cry. Oh mm-hmm. Gosh, there's. I mean, the whole thing. I mean, there are 3 or 4 that I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
Making Love. If you're into like dance music, Making Love is really good.
Well, I'll try.
I love the record, but I'm a huge Tamar fan.
Yeah, I
so.
Listened to like the first song, and I was like, no, I didn't
like.
That's
it. How I was. I mean, I just kind of just skimmed over them. I mean, there were some cute ones, but.
Well, no. You're either a fan or not. Apparently, you're not really much of a fan, obviously. But
yeah,
and I'm not either because I don't really know her that much. But obviously, we know Christian loves her. So that's
if
cool.
You're gonna listen to one song on the record, listen to King.
King.
That song, okay. King. It's a beautiful song. Oh. Absolutely beautiful. Her vocals are incredible.
I'll listen to it.
If you want a good ballad, like a good R&B
ballad.
Well,
I'm all about ballads. I love ballads.
If you want a sexy song, Making Love is really, really good.
Okay, so noted. Anyway, Perez Hilton and his whole bathtub gate thing. It's so stupid, but what do y'all think?
So Perez Hilton posted a photo, and I'll basically explain the photo. So it's a selfie of him shirtless in the bathtub. We can't really tell if there's an underwear situation or a boxer situation or a swim trunk or if it's naked. I don't know.
He says like he's wearing a trunk, though.
He said he did?
Yeah, he says he's wearing trunks, yeah.
Okay. So it's an above photo, right? And then the background is his toddler child. Who's in the bathtub with him and their smiles. And the caption on the photo was, "Our only rule in this house is to have fun." Now, people are throwing a fit because they're saying it's inappropriate. They're saying he's a pedophile. How could you post a photo of this, like your child, on the internet and with you naked in the tub with him? Like, that's so sick. So, you know, that brings the question, at what point is what's oversharing on social media? What's appropriate? What's not? You know, I know personally, I have a lot of friends that are new moms. So on Facebook, I see a lot of toddler tits.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't mind it. I don't look at kids like that. Yeah, but, yeah. You know, I feel like if you're going to post that, you know, you're putting your child at risk.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't look at it that way at all. I mean, for me, when I see a child, all I see is innocence. I don't see anything sexual at all. And right. So I don't think, unless you're showing, even, I mean, maybe if you're showing their privates or something, that's a different thing. But if you're showing just that from like the neck, the waist up or whatever, that is fine to me. And as far as him being in the tub with his children, who are like what, two and an infant or something.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to remember that, and it's not a big deal. I think Americans, we're so fucking puritanical about sex and bodies. It's just a body. First of all, he is wearing a swim trunk. He's confirmed that, and it's been confirmed. So he's not naked. And even if he were, I think it's only weird to people because it's a man. If that were the mother, they would not think two things about it.
I think they're also doing it because he's gay.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, yes, because he's gay.
Because if this would have been a straight man or a woman, no, people would look at the picture and went on about their business.
I concur. I agree with you completely. I think it's a homophobic thing, and I also think it's a sexist thing. That's what I think. Because as I said, if it were a woman, it would not have been an issue at all.
Exactly.
And I don't think people think of it that way. But that woman on The View, what's her name, the new chick, Paula Faris or whatever her name is, she was talking about this particular issue on the show the other day, and she was saying that she has an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old, and they still take baths together. I thought 8 was kind of old.
Yeah, 8's a little bit old.
Don't you think that's old? I think 5 or 6 is a cutoff at the
moment.
Yeah,
8 is a little old.
So, I don't know, but I mean, I don't know. I don't have any kids, so it's hard for me to say, but I think it's...
Yeah, weird. I was a super independent kid, so by, like, at 7, I was like, Mom, go away. Yeah, I'm sure she can imagine.
I can imagine. What about the whole girl... the AIDS drug owner thing.
So do you guys remember, we talked about this a few weeks ago, the guy who bought the rights to the AIDS medicine and then, like, jacked up the price, like, 9,000% or whatever?
Yes.
His name's Martin Shrekel. Well, he has a Tinder account, apparently, in New York City. And he is an eligible bachelor for anybody looking.
Ew.
And a girl matched with him and recognized him. And so he started the conversation with hi. I just first want to say, like, I'm happy to know that heterosexual people, you know, they get that message too. The just hi. Because I hate on dating apps. It's
bloop,
just
bloop, bloop.
Hi. I'd rather just start with hi. You look gorgeous in your picture. Like, what are you up to? How's your day going? Not just hi. Anyway. So she matches with him, and she says in an acronym, are you going to give me AIDS drugs? And he's like, what? And she says, are you going to give me AIDS drugs? And he says, hopefully you don't need them. And she starts talking to him and kind of starts heckling him about the whole thing. And, you know, it's not right. And da 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 da. And of course, he's making excuses for himself and then ignoring the message. She keeps trying to, like, push it. And he's responding to her. Well, she screen capped their conversation and posted it online. Now, the question is, do you think this is an appropriate conversation, or is it morally right to take this somewhat intimate conversation and post it all over social media?
When you're dealing with a scumbag like that, yeah, it's completely moral.
Mm-hmm. It's Tinder, for God's sakes.
I know it's not private. Nothing online is private, but if you're
going to be on a dating app, anything you put, your photograph, your text, whatever you say, you should just assume that it might get out, because it's not like anybody can't screen cap what you're saying. So you might as well assume whatever you're saying is going to get out possibly. So don't say anything or put anything on there that you're not willing to have the public know about. Is it morally wrong to do it in general? I don't think it's morally wrong. I don't think that's the word I would use. I think it's not unethical, even is the right word. It's the same thing, but more just kind of tasteless, you know? Bad taste to do that, I think, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I say snaps to her for finding him on Tinder and getting him together.
I'm all about that.
I'm all about her.
Yeah. It's all right.
And never mind. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Jason, you had something to say about Rihanna and Rachel Dolezal.
Yes.
What's that about?
I hate it when pop stars, especially someone like Rihanna, tries to put their 2 cents in on
she ain't that smart.
On shit like this, because I feel like she technically doesn't know what's going on. But pretty much, Rachel Dolezal, you know, she, you know, made headlines early in the summer when she, you know, identified herself as a black woman, even though she's a white woman.
Which, by the way, did you guys see Miley Cyrus on SNL?
No.
In her monologue.
Yes, I did. I loved Amy. What's her name? Bryant. Adi Bryant. I loved her as her. It was hilarious.
She played Rachel Dolezal. She sang a little song about all the random people that popped up in the media and caused controversy this summer,
year,
and now
yes.
They're gonna go away. She was one of them. It's funny. Look it up.
I'm gonna look it up and watch it.
Yes. Well, so what did she say about her?
She was pretty much saying that whoever was interviewing her with Vanity Fair asked her about the Rachel Dolezal situation, and Rihanna says, and I quote, I think she's a bit of a hero because she kind of flipped on society a little bit. It's such a horrible thing that she pretended to be... no, she said, is it such a horrible thing that she pretended to be black? Black is a great thing, and I think she changed people's perspective a bit and woke people up.
I think she's missing the point.
Exactly.
Is it really okay? First of all, if someone wants to pretend to be black, fine, whatever, I don't care. But the point is, look, if you're the head of the NAACP in your town or whatever city she's in, Seattle, whatever, and you have perpetually and pathologically lied about who you are, who your parents are, I mean, that is pathologically, I mean, she's pathological, she's nuts. And I think that if you're going to put yourself out there as someone who talks about the pain and the journey of what it means to be a black person in America and to take on the ancestry that means and all that kind of stuff, that is what's wrong with it to me. That's what's offensive to me.
Exactly. And the thing is, so just because you're Rihanna, was supposed to be like, oh my God, this is just like, you know, a breakthrough for Rihanna and, you know, that type of thing. It's like, Rihanna, just stick to singing with that auto tune. Oh. And you know, keep popping out the little cute hits you be making, okay? You should not be a spokesperson ever, okay?
What is going on with Rihanna anyway? What's her deal lately? I haven't seen her making any music or anything. Yeah.
They also was talking to her about Chris Brown. Why?
She's still with him, right?
This reporter was messy. She knew what she was doing.
Why? But it's like, why are you continue to beat a dead horse? It's like,
what happened?
This whole Rihanna Chris Brown situation happened like 6 years ago.
Yeah,
but why are we still talking about it?
But so did the reporter ask her something or something?
Yeah, she asked her about, you know, where they are as far as, you know,
what the relationship was
or where it is now since it happened, you know. I'm like, girl, but nobody give a fuck about that. That shit, that is water under the bridge. That is old news. Why? I feel like, to the reporters, I'm like, why are we continuing to beat a dead horse? Because I could care less about their relationship.
Well, if you think about Vanity Fair, right? And their magazine demographic, right? She's like a little bit of an older gal. She's probably
she's
white.
Isn't she... You're talking about the interviewer. Oh, okay.
No, I'm saying the magazine's
demographic,
consumer, right?
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's probably like 30 to 50 white women, I'm just going to say it. Mm-hmm. And to her, this is so scandalous. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So this reporter has really dialed in on what's going to be controversial to their consumer, right? Mm-hmm. And what's going to sell magazines to their consumer. So I feel like the question is relevant for their consumer because this magazine buyer probably does care about this, or they're nosy and they want to know. Now, if it was GQ or Rolling Stone or Essence Magazine, they probably wouldn't ask because, just like you said, it's a dead horse. Nobody cares anymore. You know what I mean?
But you have to. But it is a good question. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm because I'm old. I'm interested. It is a good question because why? I mean, is she still with him or she's not because of what they went through? And right. Is he still beating her up? Is she okay with that? I mean,
no. I think it's more of like, where is their relationship now?
Yeah,
after
but
all these years,
the rest of that question is he still beating you up? And are you okay with it?
No.
It is.
Well, I mean, that could be.
That's a normal question.
But Donovan, that's just like asking you. So, how's your relationship with the guy that you dated when you were 24? You'd be like,
not if I was still seeing the guy, being seen with him and photographed with him occasionally, then I would expect that question. If I hadn't been seen with him, didn't talk about the guy, that would be different. But she does talk about him. She's referred to him in interviews. Of course, she's asked about him all the time, too. But my point is, she has been seen with him. So it's understandable if someone would want to know, are you still dating him or not? So I think it's completely normal. I mean, I think it's – I understand, yes, it is a dead horse. People, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. But I am interested, so I don't give a shit. Whatever.
Get the magazine.
Now I'm going to eat the magazine now. The man – oh, God, yeah. Talk about this, Jason. This
my God. Yes. Okay. So there is a man in Atlanta – his name is Jared Roth. He goes by his Facebook name is Jairus Hilton. He posted a selfie with a co-worker's black son.
That's horrible.
And made extremely racist comments. And some of these comments were like like extremely offensive that I read.
Well, he didn't make the comments. His friends made them.
Well, his friends made the comments, but he didn't step in and
say anything.
And you know, that type of thing. And none of the friends on there, I mean, that was like a long list and no one said anything as far as
don't say that or that's wrong or whatever.
Exactly. Some of the things they were saying is that, you know, YouTube for 30 cents a day can, you know, have a, you know, being a poor child.
No.
Yeah, I mean,
and you've gone native and somebody said something like, what did he say, the buckwheat term, you know what I'm saying?
And then someone also posted, you know, but Massa, I didn't do nothing.
Yes.
You know, get that black kid out of the picture because you're trying to look good. I mean, they were saying some nasty things. Like, I didn't know you were a slave owner. They said some pretty disgusting things.
And these are people, just random people on his Facebook page, seeing the picture of him that he posted, which I, by the way, think his face kind of says he probably agrees with their comments, by the way. The way he looks.
The way he smirked like a fucking bitch.
Right, but the question is, should he have been fired for something that other people said on his Facebook page?
Listen, a lot of people have these things against like social media or these, I forget the terminology for it, but it's like social media violations when you're in the workplace, that type of thing. You took someone's, you took someone's child, posted them in the picture without permission, and then had the nerve to have all your friends to go in and say nasty, horrible, disgusting things about this child. This child is only 3 years old, okay? Go out there. This child cannot defend himself. He's only 3. And then you have your friends again that say some horrible, horrible things about him. And everybody's supposed to think that this is supposed to be like okay.
Well, you know what I say. You know, even though he didn't say it himself, I have always said, and you know, you're sure you've heard the expression before: you are the company you keep. So yeah, his friends exactly. All think that. He probably thinks the same way. So
exactly, because if he thought this was so offensive, he would have taken it down before the shit went viral.
Well, I would never have allowed that to be on my, I mean, obviously that my page, but and I think anyone with a conscience or anyone with any kind of understanding about social justice or anything would not never have said or allowed that to remain on their page. They would have deleted them or something. I mean, that's
exactly. So since it's gone viral, he's been fired. I think him and another lady were fired. He worked for Polaris Marketing Group, and the president of PMG came out with a statement that says it breaks my heart that Sydney and her adorable son, Caden, were subjected to such hateful and ignorant and despicable behavior. Caden visits my office almost every afternoon after daycare. He sat at my dinner table, and I consider him a big part of the PNG family. The atrocious lies, slander, and racism that he and his mother have been forced to endure are intolerable. Now, since this has happened, just today, this Jared Roth, a.k.a. Jarvis Hilton guy, has come out and said, oh, it was taken out of context. Here's my thing about this. Do not sit here and post some shit like that, and then it goes viral and you get fired from your job, and he's like, oh, here's another situation. Oh, that's not what we really meant. What we really meant was yada, 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 yada. Stop that. No one cares. You got caught. Well, you got caught for posting the shit. Your friends, you know, posted this horrible, horrible thing, and you got what you deserve. I'm sorry.
Right, and you've also got to remember that a lot of companies do have, like, non-disclosure agreements for social media when it comes to, like, putting that you work there, and anything that comes up on your page is a representation of that company, since it says your name and then the company you work for.
And that is why it's okay that he was fired.
And that's why I, just listening to the story, I'm sure he has it on there, and then if any given person goes to see that, you know, it's associated, we can't have that, I would absolutely have done the same
because thing. That tarnishes their brand, even because he was an employee that works there. It makes plenty of sense, I agree, yeah.
They call this child an animal. They call him a feral, they call him an animal, they call him a... This is a 3-year-old child.
It's atrocious.
And this is in Atlanta?
Yes. Which is like Black Hollywood. It's like
I don't understand.
And then since then, he's come out with the statement. It's like, you know, it was really taken out of context. here's my thing about it.
Because I'm sure in their mind they were all joking. You know what I mean?
Oh, that makes it okay.
Crack no, I'm not saying it's okay, but I'm saying in their mind, I'm sure they were like, one person said a funny race, in their mind,
no,
a
I'm
funny
being
race comment, so another one hopped on the bandwagon, and another one hopped on the bandwagon, right. You know what I mean?
No, I'm being facetious. No, I don't get what you're saying. I'm just saying yeah, that okay. In their minds, it's like that makes it okay because other people say yeah.
I mean, it's just one of those things to where it's like, he's trying to come out and pretty much say that he's a victim. That's the vibe that I'm getting from this interview.
Well, I'm sure they're going to have him on Fox News any day.
And I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, this is okay. People, I want you to be whoever's listening out there. I want us to be very, very clear. People like this are your future CEOs, landlords, bankers, that do all this dumb shit and think that you know this is supposed to be okay. These are you know future leaders, unfortunately. I mean, stuff has to be done. Like, when I read about stuff like this, if he was talking about another adult, I still would have been upset, but not as much. You're talking about a 3-year-old helpless child. Or your friends are. Whatever. You know what? I'm not going to say his friends are. He's pretty much a target, too. He pretty much said the same thing. He didn't technically say it, but he let his friends do the talking for him. And he can burn in hell. I don't want to hear anything else about this man.
To stay silent is to consent, they say. So it's the same thing. So same.
Yeah,
thing.
And then he's also probably one of those people like, oh well, you know, I didn't really mean that. Probably have a people. He's probably one of those people to be like, oh, I didn't really mean that. You know, I have a black friend too. You know, or some shit like that. You know, oh, I have black friends. Get the fuck out of here. I don't.
He's my long guy or something. I mean, ridiculous.
Totally unacceptable.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I thought it was atrocious. I think it's horrible, and I think he got what he deserved. So whatever. Goodbye. Bye, Felicia. Okay, 50 Cent. Talk about him. This whole thing about Empire. Oh, and but before you talk about it, though, let me say something. Okay, you know, I watch Empire, love it, and we both watch it. My husband and I watch it, and my friends watch it. We all watch it. White, black. Everybody loves the show. It doesn't matter what color you are. But I've been watching it, and gay. And the last episode, two episodes. Yeah, I've like, God, this is getting so gay because of the whole thing with Cookie's friend Marissa Tomei, and then I thought about you know his son being gay, and I was like, God, this is so gay. Black people, I literally said this. I said, black people are gonna go fucking crazy when they see this episode because it's too much gay shit. That's exactly what I said. And you know, so, what do you think?
But you know what? For me, it wasn't the gay things that were upsetting to me. It was all these cameo appearances because when the
all the celebrities.
I mean, within the first 5 minutes, you had like 10 people did cameo appearances.
It's true.
I mean, you had Al Sharpton, you had Andre,
Leon
Talley.
Yes.
You had Lawrence from the Housewives.
You had Miss Lawrence.
Marissa Tomei.
I mean, just all these people. I'm like, we're not even 10 minutes
and
into the show yet.
Chris Rock. Yes.
I'm like, we're not even 10 minutes into the fucking show, and they've already shown all these
because,
people.
You know, they want to be on the hottest show. They all do, so they're on the
but,
show.
But I feel like when you do that, I feel like...
You're pandering,
you're struggling too hard, and I feel like, when I watch a show, I want to see cast members. I mean, don't get me wrong, every now and then it's good to... having a guest pop up every now and then, but it's starting to be too much because I feel like when they start doing this, I start losing interest because they start bringing in all these people that have no storyline. They're supposed to just magically supposed to you know put them in the show, and then I'm supposed to just you know me as a watcher or as a viewer supposed to just automatically know what the fuck is going on, and then it's like just stick with the main cast that you have a few guest appearances every now and then. And just keep it moving.
But you know,
Go ahead. I think one of the things that makes Empire, at least the first season, so good is you have all these unknown talents outside of like Taraji and
Terrence Howard.
Thank you. We had all these unknown talents and incredible music, and you had people on there that could really sing, and that was kind of like you know we wanted more of that. So I was disappointed when the new season came on the first episode, and we didn't really get any new music, and we didn't really hear anybody sing.
Agree with you.
You know what I mean? It just wasn't that. It wasn't that good.
It's
you know what I mean?
Like
I
love episodes though.
I know, and I'm still watching the show, but outside of the ratings drop, people have been saying that it isn't that good.
It's lost
these last
a little bit
episodes.
Of its luster, yeah.
Yeah, so 50 Cent's been saying that the reason for the ratings drop is because there's too many gay scenes. That he may be partially.
I'm sorry, I think that's probably true.
If no, that's what I'm saying. He may be partially telling the truth. Yeah. Because I mean, a lot, not only him, I'm sure a lot of people feel that way.
But you have to admit that the black culture is far more homophobic in a lot of ways than generally the white culture.
I agree.
And so
but,
it's because this is a quote unquote black show, most of the audience probably is also black, and therefore that's why it's gone downhill a little bit, I think, in terms of that gay stuff.
And you're right. I mean, I agree. I'm not disagreeing.
I'm just explaining myself. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I do agree with them, and I just really hope they turn it around. You know, Lee Daniels and his writers, I hope they try to do a, you know, turn it around, because first episode of the new season was somewhat good. Second episode, it to me felt more like a filler. I mean, they really didn't talk about anything.
For me, I know you guys are talking about the music a lot, and the music in the first season was it was great, and I love the album they released. The soundtrack is amazing. Mm-hmm. But the stories are still amazingly intriguing to me and good, mm-hmm. and I still find it to be very interesting, even if the music isn't there, although I do get what you mean. But I think it's still a really great show. I think people who aren't into it anymore, or just after just two episodes, that's really kind of harsh. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
I know. That's America.
That's like, America.
That's people for you. But I mean, if you don't like it, watch something else. I mean, that type of thing. And also, speaking of TV.
Yes.
Big Frida started last Wednesday, and I totally forgot to record it.
So what is that? What is Big Frida?
Oh my gosh, Jonathan. How many times do we have to talk about Big Frida?
We talked about this already.
Peanut butter. Remember when we played the song?
Okay, that's Big Frida. I thought that was RuPaul.
It is RuPaul. Big Frida's featured on it.
Oh, God.
She does house music. She produces house music. And okay. Hey, Big Frida, we did Ball Heater.
Okay.
On
Big Frida, the Queen Diva.
Okay, so I know who she is now. Continue, sorry.
Queen Diva.
No, I'm just saying, I missed her the show last week, so I'm going to watch it tomorrow. And
she has a book coming out, too, so keep your eyes out for that.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yes, so.
I have a book coming out, too.
Amazing, amazing, amazing person.
I do.
I was going to say something about Empire, but I forgot. did any of you guys watch Scream Queens? Remember when I told you guys to watch Scream Queens?
Like, I know you like that show. I think it's stupid.
Did you watch it?
Yes, I did not like it at all. I mean, it was just like so campy and like, you know.
How come you didn't like it?
I just didn't enjoy it. I thought it was stupid.
It's very campy. Yeah. It's like Heather's meets Mean Girls meets a parody of.
And it's very gay man friendly, but it's just not for me.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, it's Ryan Murphy.
Right.
Ryan Murphy, so of course.
I watched it.
Sorry to cut you off. Speaking of which, really quick. American Horror Story starts tomorrow with another
Ryan Murphy show. Can't wait.
What were you gonna say, Jason?
No, I said I watched Scream Queens as well. It has its funny moments, but overall it seemed like
It's not for y'all.
No, it isn't.
It's for my
it had funny moments, don't get me wrong, but it overall I was just like, no.
Well, speaking of American Horror Story though, what I said the other day about Lady Gaga, and I gave you my explanation as to why I thought she won the Artist of the Year award or whatever she won from Billboard. And I read an article, it's exactly the same thing, so I feel smart now. Yeah, no, awesome. I think because she turned her image around and she really has a great voice and proved all that, blah, blah, blah. And so now on this show, an American Horror Story, I'm really, really anxious to see how well she does in this show.
Oh, she's going to kill American Horror Story.
Well, I mean, her character is so on par with who she is, I think, too. And
sure.
Her character, anyway, her persona. Of course, you know my guy, Matt Bomer's in it. Can't wait to see him in it. And Angela Bassett, love her. Love Kathy Bates. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. Watch the show. Let me know what y'all think.
Did you guys see Gaga on the red carpet and did the red gown and the blonde wig?
Yes, fabulous.
It's just so weird to see her just real? Like glamorous. Just glamorous.
Well, she said, she did the whole like crazy shit that she's doing just pared down, which is awesome. I love it.
I'm glad. I mean, I would take this look any day over that shit that she was doing.
The meat dress or whatever.
Yeah.
She was so beautiful, though. I mean, she really was beautiful. She still is beautiful, but she's not
classically beautiful. She's like offbeat beauty. You know?
There were those 2.5 years that I just really, really, really loved her.
Wow. I know. I felt the same.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
So do you guys have anything else to add before we go?
Well, I have a story, but I was going to wait till next week.
Okay.
Well,
it's a story.
It's dealing with a guy. So
I can't wait to hear it. Okay. Well, yeah. That'll be good. It's good to talk about next week then.
So yes, next week people tuning in because I'll be sharing my personal life with you.
And maybe we'll get
everything I avoid.
And maybe we'll get more hate mail we can share as well. So if you have any hate mail you want to send us, send it to info@gayxyz.com or Donovan or Christian or Jason at gayxyz.com. I don't know if you've set your emails up. I'm sure you haven't. But anyway, if you want to find us, you can go to gayxyz.com. You can also go to Spreaker.com. You can find me at offlimitshow.com. You can find Christian at
ChristianAlexanderFashion.com or on Instagram at ChristianCraven and Twitter also.
And Jason's on Twitter at...
You can follow me on Twitter. It's Jason B Like, Jason underscore B underscore Like.
And if you have anything positive you want to say, we can always hear that as well.
Yeah, I love all the positive stuff.
Yeah, the things you've said, we appreciate them. And I appreciate all of you listeners. Thank you, the few of you that are listening.
We see it.
The two of you. Okay, thanks a lot, everybody. I'll see you next week. Good night.
Bye, everyone.